Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we took a few weeks off for
Well, health reasons. We're back on the air. We are, the satellite is not contaminated anymore. This is Pogroman, your host of Paragon Radio, which you're listening to right now. We're orbiting planet Earth at a high orbit of 0.00167 feet above sea level. You figure that one out. And just happy to be back on the air with you guys. Hopefully my voice holds out for the night. Let's get to it, shall we? And, oh, before I forget, happy Thanksgiving coming up to those people living in the United States. And now I'm bringing on, ladies and gentlemen, some people call him Mad. Some people call him a Viking. We just like to call him Mad Viking.
Gamera, 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 turtle meat, Gamera is good to eat.
And what is bringing this out from Friday? Is this a carryover? Because
Thanksgiving is coming up, and when we grew up as kids, yes, it was that one day where we saw all the Godzilla and the Gamera movies.
You know what it was? Channel, we're New Yorkers. We have a channel, at that time, Channel 9, WWOR-TV. They would advertise, before there was a King Kong Godzilla movie we knew about, well, there was one from the 50s, and it was advertised as King Kong versus Godzilla. Thanksgiving Day, they would show King Kong and any King Kong-related movies, a marathon, after the parade, if you didn't want to watch football, and that would run all day. Then, you know, because you're at, you know, like me, I'm at my grandmother's house, you know, and like, depending who's playing football that day, you know, it's always the Lions and the Cowboys play. They get home games that day. That's just tradition. And depending if the Lions were any good, and the Cowboys, you know, they had their run in the 70s and then the early 90s, or you know, the 90s. But between there, you know, the 80s. So, of course, we're going to watch a couple of the movies. I think we watched the original, at least, right after the parade. You know, your grandma's, like I said, but dinner. You know, so you really can't watch TV that much, you know, unless the adults are watching whatever, you know, which means you're going to get at least a decent football game and one good King Kong movie. But then you're home Friday. Oh, my God. You have the TV, and Matt probably did the same thing. You have the TV schedule in front of you. And being the older sibling, everyone went, and you whisper at the time, 8 a.m. And they were looking at me, waiting for me to come out of the bedroom. Channel 9. We'd all have breakfast at 7:30. 7:15, 7:30. You know, all go to the bathroom. We'd all sit down. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and now the Godzilla Movie Fest has begun. Not a peep out of any of us. Until it was, oh, Mom would come out. You know, Dad would come out. My stepdad or whatever. Is this what you guys are doing today? I'm like, hey, they're all quiet. He goes, good point. Shh. And they go, really? You too? I was like, it's Godzilla. It's the only time of the year we get to watch these movies. But what's funny
and
is they were always
let's not forget,
movies.
Once we get, oh, yeah, and once we got over
oh,
that,
right.
Then we had Sunday,
right,
which was Abbott and Costello
right.
Day.
Right. Well, and what's funny is in WOR, I know, you know what it was? Saturday afternoon, they would show a Gamera movie. Saturday afternoon, it was like, yeah, and we're going to throw a couple Gamera movies in. And then Sunday, now here's the thing about Sunday on this station. Or I think it was Channel 11. They did. They always did.
They start off with the Bowery.
It depends. Right, if it was baseball season, right. But if it was baseball season, they started earlier. They started
right.
like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then it was either like a Marx Brother movie, a Three Stooges thing, a couple, you know, like they called a marathon, like an hour of Three Stooges shorts, or an Abbott and Costello movie till 1 o'clock before the Mets came on.
And no matter what season
so that was
it is, you always hope it's Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein. You always hope
yes.
for that one.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it was. So whenever, and it was funny because my grandparents, if you ever see a picture growing up in the 70s and 80s, they had that big ass screen TV that sat on the floor and they had all their knickknacks on top of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yep, that's them. So there you go. And that was tradition.
We were set.
But I heard this year, I think if you go to Shout TV, which is easy to get to, MST3K, Mystery Science Theater 3000, I just happen to be wearing the shirt too. They do, and this is funny, because they would do it on, they do it every year on Thanksgiving, their Turkey Marathon. Why? Because a really bad movie is nicknamed a turkey.
Yep.
Gee, guess what they specialize in spoofing or making fun of or riffing? Turkeys. So they had their vote already. Believe it or not, I think it's a 48-hour marathon here.
There you go.
Because they're setting up their – yep, it starts Thanksgiving morning, and it goes to Friday. And, of course, this year I have two events, Thanksgiving at my sister's, and then Friday, you know, they adopted a baby. It's the one-year birthday. They're having a big party for them. I'm like, you know – they couldn't wait till Saturday.
But there is one tragedy out of all of this.
Yes?
It's the Thanks Charlie Brown special. It will not be aired anywhere
else. Yes, on
but pay streaming.
But Apple TV. Yeah, Apple TV. So
after,
all of them. That's been going on. That's been like 2 years now.
Yeah, but
Apple
still,
TV.
It's like, you're taking away Charlie Brown.
Yep.
Unless you pay for it.
That was like tradition. It's like, what Thanksgiving Day special? What Thanksgiving specials are there? Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
And there may be the hottest cartoon on Saturday may have something. Because I think Fat Albert had one.
I never saw. Oh, maybe. But is that, are they putting that on?
I know there was a Halloween. I know there was a Christmas. I want to say there was a Thanksgiving.
I have not. Oh, you know what? You know why it's not on? Cosby.
Obvious reason. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He won't let it air. And I remember when he bought the rights to the Little Rascals, he refused to let them air because it was racist. And then he lost the rights to it.
People
were telling him.
That reminds
people,
me. Perfect argument on that on the Charlie Brown dinner scene. Okay, so they're going Frank on all alone on one side. No. Now, point this out here. You take a look at the picture.
Okay?
Yeah. On the right-hand side is the Brown family. Sally, Charlie Brown, Snoopy. At each of the ends of the table is the Van Pelt family. Lucy, Linus.
All right.
Franklin has never been told that there was a brother or a sister. If you're the only child, you got all the elbow room you wanted.
Right.
So I call shenanigans on that claim of racism. I'm just going, that was family placement.
Right. So he got a good spot, though, right?
If
I remember.
Yeah.
So what is people complaining about?
Because
No. What I'm talking about is, what I'm talking about with Cosby, with the Little Rascals, he stopped showing them. He bought the whole library, and he says they will never air on TV as long as I own them because let me tell you, when we watched them on Channel 5, they edited some stuff out. I have them on DVD, unedited. Oh, my God. There were some. Okay, for example, there's one, they're doing they always did plays for the neighborhood and all that.
Right.
So all the kids are sitting there. There's one where the kids in the play, I swear to God, they're in blackface.
It was like the early 70s, you were still able to see them unedited. It was the latter 70s.
Right. Mm-hmm. I never saw them. Then... they had muddy clothes. I think I remember seeing it. I think I forgot about it. they go to the Chinese laundry, right, with all these muddy clothes. Like, we can't show them. Though. He goes to the Chinese kid. He goes, come here. Wash your clothes. I'm going, oh, that's not racist at all. Holy mackerel. Now, I was in my early 30s when I watched this, and I said, holy shit.
And now, it's to the point where Tom and Jerry cartoons, why does it only last 10 seconds?
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh my God. When they started editing Looney Tunes, they would fade to black. You would hear the noises, but they faded to black. Like, why?
Or cut it out
altogether.
This started
in the 80s. No, because then the cartoon would be 10 seconds. But it's just, why can't the parents explain to the kids,
it's
you
dated.
Can't do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was when, you know, parents in the 80s just let the TV babysit the kids.
The thing is, kids who grew up in the 70s and the 80s knew if you drop an anvil on someone, it's going to hurt. All you got to see is Wile E. Coyote going, ouch.
Yes.
Oh, should I say hold up a sign that says ouch?
Right.
You know, if you shoot someone, at the very least, there's going to be gun burn. There may be some holes. They actually demonstrated that several times. How many times have we seen someone, you missed, take a drink of water, and it turns into a sprinkler system?
Yes. But those are Thanksgiving traditions.
Yep.
I want to check the TV schedule really quick to see what's on this week.
But you can still see now the Little Rascals on YouTube unedited.
Oh yeah. I even heard last week, I saw on Instagram, they want to start a Three Stooges channel on YouTube. For
well,
all 90s. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have the box.
Because Curly's grandson has a YouTube channel. And he does act out some things. So,
right.
Yeah.
He does that.
He's probably
tied in
with that.
Right. Because they have a thing now with, there's him and two other guys who imitate the three, they imitate the old Three Stooges routines.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, another thing here, they're going like, you know, you don't do that what the Three Stooges do. It's like, we grew up, we learned the secret of how to do the iPad gals without hurting anyone.
That's right. I know how to do it. That's right.
the nose.
I know how to
bang.
Do it.
Come on.
We know all the secrets. I know all the
Why?
Secrets.
Why? We experimented.
I just paid attention to what they were doing. I went, yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Cause like,
I'm
for
just
example,
trying to see if there's anything
the eye poke, the double eye poke. If you notice, it starts at the top of the eyes where the bone, the eye socket is, of bone-wise. And he drags it
Hold
down.
On. No, the eye poke, they aim for the eyebrows.
Yeah, but they also bring it down.
That's all. Sometimes they go up, if you watch. They just aim for the eyebrows.
All right,
they just do it really fast.
Down. The ones that I saw, they go down.
Okay. Either right. Or, they say as long as they aim for the eyebrows. There
exactly.
Was... a movie, one of those like movie documentaries they did, and I forget, like, this female reporter goes, am I part of the crew? Hold on, and he does the eye poke to her. He goes, now you are. He goes, hey, wait a minute. She goes, now you know the secret. You go for the eyebrows. Works. It fools him every time. And he winks at her before he goes on stage.
Yep.
But anyway, we have digressed way too much.
Ah, yes. Showing our age that we are Gen X.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Godzilla, remember on Channel 7 when they had the 4 o'clock movie in the
yep.
on Monday through Friday? They would do Godzilla Week, and you're like, yes. I remember there were certain weeks I wanted. Superhero Week, Martial Arts Week, Giant Monster Week, because they didn't call them kaiju back then.
Mm-hmm.
And Planet of the Apes Week.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot about that one. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
You have update. We have an update. And
no,
when I read the update, that means we have a drinking game. It's Sip of Heroes. But you better explain to the new people what happens.
Yeah. All right. Let's just put it like this. For years and years, Golden Girl would do an update for their game, which I can't remember the name of now.
Heroes and Villains.
Basically, Heroes and Villains, like a couple of years ago on New Year's Day, they said that they had to go back and the game wasn't going the way they expected. And when Piffle was around, she would go, "Wow, this game is so cool. They're retro before they even came out." It was like, basically, yeah. And we actually went, 6 years we've been doing updates for them, and now we get nothing from them.
In
that
fact,
and
their
another
website
game, two of the four
gone.
Games.
The website's gone.
Is it? Oh, good Lord. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's that.
Remember, you found out, it's like, does it exist? It's gone.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes. I went to look. I'm like, huh? The best was I had COVID for like a month and a half. Right? I got it right. No, I got it right. I got it Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, I got it. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. God. Christmas Day, I got it. And I had it till like a few days after Valentine's Day. That's how bad it was. And we didn't do a show up until then for the new year. I'm like, oh, God. And I know Heroes and Villains always did a weekly update. I'm like, you know how many updates I got to read tonight? And I looked, I was like, apparently I have none. And you're like, what? yeah, let me read this before we go in here. And they're like, what the hell? Actually, we use different language, but we decided to keep it like that. So.
Well, anyway, what happened was there was a game that was formed.
Yes.
Explain the rules. Explain the rules of the game.
Okay, yes. Right. So this one, I don't know who is typing up these. The updates uses too much, or not enough. Doesn't use grammar check. Likes to use hyphens, colons, commas, whatever that aren't needed. Okay. So. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm trying to spare you guys. Yes, so when you hear this, you take a drink, a shot of a strong stuff or the equivalent of
whatever you're drinking.
And I've got a raging turkey perched to my side. Monty Hall was here before. I guess Monty Hall went off. If you don't know what a raging turkey
he's doing his let's make a deal thing.
Okay. Raging Turkey is a turkey dressed like a pilgrim for the holiday. Oh, see, he's in disguise.
Right.
That's not a turkey. He's trying to disguise himself. All right. So
he
we just did the roll call for
him. He did say turtle meat is better than turkey.
Turtle?
Silvery
Gret. I don't know what happened. Hold on. Silvery Gret reaches out to me. Oh, I think Silver Grit died on top of the camera. I don't know what happened to her. Natalia Kromstock and Alan and the Teddysons, Mr. Nom Nom, Clarence, and he told me the name of the square cube thing. I forget the name of it. I'm out of it. I'm sorry. And that's who's over here joining us in the WOCC studios in Champions Online.
So carrying on the tradition of Golden Girls, we go to Ship of Heroes.
I'm too drunk for murder. I'm too drunk for murder. I didn't say you murdered anybody. Oh, hold on. Let me take a sip of tea. It's good tea. See, the secret is if it's too hot, you put an ice cube or two in it.
The record is 37.
Hold on. And I put a honey lemon cough drop in the bottom of it.
Okay. The record is 37, which means someone definitely has a ruined liver.
Oh, 37. Let's see, 37 shots. God damn, that's a big bottle.
That is the bottle.
Yeah, I was going to say. Do you ever see that one on social media? Dear, before you go out drinking, I want you to come back the way you left. So he walks into the room, comes out with his jacket around his waist. He's crawling on the floor with a bottle of beer in his hand, half drunk. And she's like, enough of it. God damn it, Doc. I thought that was hilarious.
All right, here we go.
The guy says their liver's already shot. Well, who shot it? Oh, okay.
Here we
all
go.
Right.
The subject. Yes. For Ship of Heroes, targeting upgrades in Ship of Heroes. Ready?
Okay.
Targeting enemies in any game always draws a lot of opinions, comma, and there's a lot of subtlety to it.
Does he not listen to the show?
No,
fun,
I guess.
Fun. You don't need
tab
a comma
targeting,
to put a word in.
Tab targeting in particular is complex.
What?
You hit tab. How is that?
How is?
Okay, now there's no spelling
error,
but there's a logic error now. That doesn't count as a whistle.
I want to blow the whistle for the stupidity of that statement. There, I did it. I did it.
Well,
Everybody needs a second shot. That sense. No. The second shot is for that sentence to make sense. See?
Okay. You don't need to worry about it when you're playing because it's intuitive to use.
Okay, you know what? There should be a comma in that somewhere. There really should be. I think.
Hold on. Period. But behind this perceived simplicity is a bit of subtlety. There's where the comma is. Well, it's now a period.
All right, that's hurry.
Now that the SteamFest beta event has ended, comma, looks like a correct comma. We've carefully evaluated everyone's comments in our contact forums, comma, in hyphen game conversations. We need a ruling on in-game.
Hold on. Look,
we're going to the instant replay.
Yeah, I'm going to Google. Hold on. The red flag has been thrown. The red flag has been thrown.
What is your number? Turn around. Your number, your name? Why didn't you call me last week?
Those who remember Robin Williams.
In-game is one. Our in-game had a hyphen or no?
They're saying in this article there's a hyphen. I am now typing in-game.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I found something called English Language and Usage. In-game. Or in-game is two words. In-game with a hyphen. The sentences in-game, in hyphen game currency can be converted into Ethereum or used to upgrade the player. Now, the question is it in-game or in-game? All right, so somebody says in-game with a hyphen is correct. Well, next one. In general, there are, of course, many exceptions. When a phrase like two words in-game is used as an adjective, a hyphen is added. Oh, it's added as a hyphen. As an adjective, I mean. Sorry.
Okay.
This helps differentiate between the meaning currency that is used in the game and
inside
the game currency.
Fair call. Resume count. Resume the clock.
Okay, what is it? Is it a whistle
so it
or
is
no?
In hyphen game. No whistle. It's a fair
call.
Okay,
we're good, so we're at three. All right. So we're still at three.
In-game conversation, comma. / bug reports.
See, now this is where I have a problem. Hold on. Because that whole thing, I think, should be in quotations.
Yeah. Because
he's saying, what the thing is, that's how you type it. And any time we've seen it, you use quotations.
Right. All right. You're calling it? That's four?
That's four. Yes.
Okay. So in-game compensation, comma, hash, / bug reports, comma, Steam, comma, YouTube, comma, and the SOH forums. Oh, there's a comma too many.
There's five.
People have had a lot to say, comma, and we're pleased to report the vast majority of it is positive. The rule is there is no comma in front of an and.
That's six. That's five. Six.
Six. One of six, the top subjects was targeting, period. So, comma, we made some improvements in response to these comments. Okay, the comma's... Is that comma in the right area?
No, because it's a short sentence. You don't need it.
Throw it in. You
read it.
Okay. So, comma, we made some improvements in response to these comments. All right, so we're seven.
Yeah, it's seven because it's so we, whatever the rest of it is. You don't need that comma there. It's like, so, it's almost like, so, we did this and we did that.
All right, here we go.
So,
for one thing, comma, the old targeting bracket, comma, which was an easy hyphen, two, hyphen, miss.
Shit. I'm giving that three. Now we're up to ten just like that. Holy yes. Because we were at seven and I gave that three. What's it? I gave that three right there. That's ten. We're up to ten. Holy shit. I'm sorry.
The easy to miss circle around your target's feet has now been replaced with a much more visible vertical bracket. It's also color hyphen coded.
Wait a minute.
We're going back to instant replay, color coded.
Yes. Because I don't think. Oh man. Jesus.
We're gonna have some drunk people tonight. And if Monty...
Wait.
Let's
I'm
see.
Still looking.
Color hyphen. What was the exact typing? Let's get it right. Coded and the hyphens in the middle.
Is it a term for a definition and usage? Or...
Marked things with different colors that mean identification. It's cleared. It's from the Oxford Dictionary. Okay. So we're still
good?
At 10.
Whistle?
We're good.
Okay.
All right. It's color-coded, colon, red for enemies, comma, yellow for vendors, comma, and green for your own character and your team, comma. So it's easy to tell if you're buffing yourself or not. No comma in front of and. There's one.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
No, there was a comma. There was a comma in front of and.
Oh, there was a comma in front of and.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So that's a whistle.
Go on.
And so green for your each carrier and your team, comma. So it's easy to tell if you're buffing yourself or not.
Hmm. Read that part again. I'm having a hard time.
Okay. And green for your own character and your team, comma, so it's easy
right.
to tell
right.
if you're buffing yourself or not. I'm looking at the picture, though. That's not a bracket.
Yeah.
That's a full circle surrounding the guy. That is not a bracket.
Yeah, I don't know why you need the comma, though, for the green thing. I don't know why. Because this and that.
So you're going to call
and
it, or we'll do research. We will do research. We'll
let's
do
give
research.
Him a freebie on that one. Let's
okay.
give him a freebie on that one.
Okay.
He gets free ride.
It's the holiday. That was the holiday one.
Everybody gets one.
Too many comments caused the silver egret to SNR.
Oh, shit.
All right, so we're still at 11. The brackets move to the
okay.
next target when you press tab, comma, defeat an enemy, comma, or click on a new target. There's supposed to be no comma in front of the or.
We're at 11.
12.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I lost count. You keep
each
counting. I'll just do the whistle.
Yeah. Each move of the bracket activates check to ensure the target is in line of sight, parentheses, L-O-S, end parentheses. Okay. I guess they are listening because they did the words and then the an acronym of it.
Okay.
All right.
So
all
we're
right.
holding
so
at
learned.
11.
So that's why we're allowing the other comma to go away because they learned. They learned.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And there's no
we'll give
comma,
you one for learning.
So as I say, and it's not deceased.
Right.
So, oh.
Correct.
Okay. Period. And
oh.
abilities. You never start off with an and in any sentence.
You thought, hold on. Fooled you. You thought they learned.
13. And abilities okay. that are aimed at a location or fixed area, instead of centering on an enemy, will still show up on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another new feature is that you are not in combat and an enemy runs up and attacks you, comma, that enemy will automatically be targeted for your counterattack. Oh, they got that one. Okay. The new targeting bracket has a couple of variations as shown in the graphics below. I'll describe them when we get there. We may
okay.
expand the options over time, comma, but the main goal at the moment is to provide some slight variations so that anyone with a form of color blindness
doesn't get a hyphen. I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
It does not.
That's what I thought.
14. That's a 14. Can more easily identify the nature of it from the shape of the targeting bracket. The enemy one has kind of like the targeting of a gun. Just three outer circle parts. Neutral, but like I said, at the ends of the three parts, you know, they go inward. So like that's why I said the targeting.
Right.
Neutral is three round lines that supposedly makes up the circle. Allied is six curved lines to make
uh-huh.
a circle. So that's the descriptions.
Natalia Kromsock has just passed out for a nap after the 14th shot.
The next set of improvements have been incorporated into what happens when you press tab. Old face printing. If you haven't pressed tab in the past 2 seconds, comma, SOH tab targeting builds a list of targets. Bullet points.
Ooh.
Number one, SOH grabs
oh,
all targets into LOS. Okay, remember, they actually defined LOS as line of sight, comma,
yes.
within 65 feet, comma, that are still alive and capable of harming you.
Hold on. Natalia jumped up, ran into that studio room, the engineering room. I hope she didn't use it as a bathroom of some kind.
Yeah, that is
Natalia?
Now the vomitorium. It's now the vomitorium.
And then she passed out again. I hope she didn't use it as a bathroom, you know. Because if you go out of if you go the other way, there's a bathroom right down the hallway.
All right. Two, It will take into account how close they are to the direction you're looking, comma, and...
15.
And how far they are from you, comma, to create a list of targets with weighted priorities. There shouldn't be a comma there. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Highest hyphen priority enemy.
16. There you go.
That's 15. Are you? Oh, that's coming up in the next sentence, so don't blow the whistle on this part. You'll end up targeting the highest hyphen priority enemy. But as in most
don't
games,
blow the whistle.
But as in most games, comma, only enemies that are on your screen are targeted, comma, so your camera position matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Am I supposed to blow the whistle? I don't know. You told me not to blow the whistle. Oh,
no,
okay.
Yeah, I didn't see really sense anything there. Number three, SOH tab targeting also prioritizes foes that are currently attacking you over ones that are just standing nearby. This is a new feature, comma, added based on your suggestions. There should not be a comma there. This is a new feature added based on your suggestions. 16.
That's what are we up to, 17?
16.
I'm sorry. That's right, 16. 16. Okay.
Bold face. But if you have just recently pressed tab, comma, SOH tab targeting uses the current list of targets, colon. If you press tab within the last 2 seconds and you click tab again, comma, it will use the same list as last time and pick the next hyphen highest. Now we're at 17.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. This just in, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
On NBC Network and Peacock on Thursday at 8:30 a.m., coverage of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade, followed by the dog show will commence.
Westminster Dog Show.
Thank you. The Westminster. I knew it was the Westminster Kennel Dog Show will begin.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Next hyphen highest enemy on the list. This way, you can press tab several times and not get stuck on the same one hyphen two. Okay, that's right. That's right. One to two enemies. If you want to target one that's far away, comma, like a sniper. Okay. The comma's in the right spot. Okay, we'll give that one. All right.
He got lucky.
Yep.
I don't say he learns. He got lucky because watch what happens with the next sentence now. Go ahead.
For example, comma. Suppose that you're in the first check above, comma. SOH calculates that the NPC 2 feet away and directly in front of you is of the highest, no hyphen, priority target, comma. Another 1-2 feet away. 1-2 feet away?
Huh?
I think it's supposed to be
Does
1 or 2 feet away. He actually spelled out 1. Yeah. Do it. 18. 1-2 feet away, but far to your right is a second comma, and, oh, there's 19.
Okay.
And a third NPC 5 feet away and off to the side is a third. Wait a minute. A third NPC 5 feet away and off to the side is third. Well, we have redundancy.
Ooh, that's 20. That one hurt my ear.
Suppose you press tab and don't like the first NPC, comma. Maybe he's already being tanked, comma, and...
Hold on. I think we're all being tanked here. The 20 drinks already. What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Kind of like Bugs Bunny. All right. Shaken, flour, salt, pickled. Already we are the pickled.
Hey, Or when the cats are singing Irish Eyes are Smiling. You're flat. Oh, no. I always kid around. I go, you're flat. And I'm pickled.
All right, so being tanked, and you want to target the third NPC. So that makes it, that's 20 right there.
Right.
No,
we
you called 20.
20.
You,
20.
Yeah, so 21.
Right.
All right, 21. Okay. We're closing in. We're closing in.
Blackjack. Hold on. Blackjack, pay me.
When you hit tab again, comma, it will select the second NPC on the list, comma, assuming he's still in light of sight, comma, and when you hit the tab a third time, comma, SOH will grab the third NPC. Hold on. When you hit the tab again, comma, it will select the second NPC on the list. There should not be a comma there, assuming he's still line of sight, comma. There should not be a comma there because the first word is and. When you hit the tab a third time, comma, there's a stripe. SOH will grab the third NPC. So we got a twofer.
All right, hold on. Sorry, I was coughing. All right, there you go.
23. Oh, no, 22. We jumped over 21.
No, we hit 21. We had 21.
All right, so we are.
We had 20. Remember, I made the blackjack joke. So 22, 23.
All right, 23. The tab targeting cycle reset if you cycle through the entire list, comma, or you just wait 2 seconds.
Okay.
There's no comma in front of or.
That's 24.
24. So, oh, come.
Is it getting hot in here?
So, comma, if a new enemy runs around the corner while you're trying to select another one, comma, it won't change the targeting order. However,
if you
comma,
say so.
You may need to wait 2 seconds and press tab again to get to the new enemy on the target list, ... or tap through everyone else, ... just to click the new foe manually. They added ... twice in areas that didn't need ...
Twice, 24.
Twice. Now it turns
25. 26.
11 more to go.
Natalia's still past that.
11. You got 11
hold on
to go.
No, no. What I find funny, she's passed out, but she, everyone's, drink. Hey, drink.
We got 11
I need
to
a
go.
Lampshade hat.
Can we get to it? Can we get to it?
Maybe.
Cold face.
Proceed.
Bold face. Once there are no combat enemies that can attack you in detection range, comma, SOH tab targeting will check for destructible like weapon caches and enemy computers. Regular. This is done so that targets that can wait will never distract you while you're in combat, comma, which could potentially what?
No, no, go ahead. I didn't say anything yet.
All right, comma, which could potentially get your character killed. Commas are okay in front of which. All right.
How many commas worth? I don't know.
Any obstructions to the line of sight, parentheses, LOS, end parentheses. You did that in the beginning, and now you just did it again.
Oh, dear.
You do that one time. 10 to go.
27.
Can affect targeting, comma, because IT apostrophe D, it is.
Yeah, it would. It is. Hold on. It is.
It is.
I've seen it written, but it just doesn't sound right.
It's a contraction. It had or it would.
Right. I knew
so
that.
So let's see where it is. Let me read that again. So that's... Because it,
no, yeah, that's what,
it would be weird to target foes you can't see. Okay.
Right.
All right. All right. We did not get to 9 to go. We're still at 10. Unfortunately, comma, LOS issues impacted a couple of the missions on our last event, comma, but it looks like we've identified the source of the LOS issue, and we expect to have that solved soon.
Ooh.
Okay. We're going to be doing some special... And we're moving on, yeah.
What?
We're going to be doing special testing to see what players think of these upgrades. If you would like to participate in the testing and refresh your experience with tab targeting inside Ship of Heroes, please click the arrow below to sign up. Join our testing team. I'm not clicking. Overall, we are very pleased with the results of the Steam beta. There's no substitute for chaotic, unscripted events to polish in an MMO. Wait a minute. There's no substitute for chaotic, unscripted events?
You don't need a comma.
No. Yeah, there's chaotic, unscripted events.
Right.
You don't need... Yeah, you don't... The thing is, there's no substitute for chaotic, unscripted events to polish an MMO. In other words, you allow the chaotic, unscripted events?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to give a whistle just for the stupidity and for that comma. That gets two.
Eight to
go. What are we up to? 29? Eight to go. We're at 30. No, we're at 29. Sorry, I was right.
Yeah,
29.
We are still working on improvements in response to the comments we received, and now we're at 30.
30.
Seven to go. You'll see a few more newsletters with focus on new upgrades in the future. So stay tuned, there's a lot more coming. And as always, please wish list and follow us on Steam. That helps us prepare for the launch of a great new MMORPG. You want me to read the technical notes and see if we can go it, or we leave it as this?
Sure.
We're going for the seven.
We're trying to milk the seven.
Tell the crew to get the book ready.
That's right. Yeah, they're working on it. I shoot them. I say, go ahead.
Are they kind of swaying left and right?
The tomb.
Oh, they smell swing.
No, remember, they're robots. They don't drink.
Okay.
They're just taking their heads at everybody who gets affected by alcohol.
Unless they're bender robots. Then they drink.
That's true. Right. They're not bender robots. I didn't design them like that.
Technical notes. Bullet points. One, some games don't enable self-hyphen targeting. Hold it. Let's check. Self-hyphen. Targeting. Is that a word?
What does it say?
They're counting it. All right, it counts. All right. But we think it's helpful to ensure that self-hyphen buffs. That's a new word.
No, that's... Yeah. He made up.
Yeah.
31.
Six to go.
Denied.
Are actually being applied to you. However, if you target an enemy and apply a self-buff, targeting bracket stays on that enemy selected while the buff is applied to you. So you did another self-buff hyphen.
Yeah, I figured that. Okay. Sorry. So he's okay with that one. We're stuck at 31.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So, yeah, six to go. The exact
six
shape
to go.
And color.
Yep, six to go. Sorry.
The exact shape and colors of the targeting bracket is subject to change. If the player community offers up better ideas, we will implement them. Ooh, smooth there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
When you are not in combat and enemies run up and attack you, the highest priority enemy will be targeted. This makes combat smoother and faster. When fighting indoors, we have left a feature in place that did confuse a few people, you can see the nameplates for enemies that are within range, but are not targetable because of LOS for intervening walls.
Huh. I think that's two. One or two. I think one.
Definitely one.
Okay. And Numbskull and Wildcard have joined us.
Five to go. Two sentences. Can they do it?
This makes
combat flow better by giving players a sense of how close they are to enemies on the other side of a doorway or wall. Wait a minute. They're talking about line of sight. If enemies are on the other side of a doorway or wall, that means they're not in line of sight.
Right.
We have a logic problem.
Okay. Okay.
If the community
Four to go.
If the community wants this feature turned off, comma, we can always make a change. We end at 34. 34. We have a solid second place.
We were so close.
And meanwhile, people are so drunk.
I don't think they know the difference. They wouldn't know the difference. I don't know where Natalia, when she passed out, she disappeared. Oh, it's horrible, I tell you. The carnage. At least he was over here in City of Heroes. Oh.
If they were listening to the drinking game, they're gone.
The Raging Turkey has turned into Zippy D. Wondersloth. Oh, my goodness.
Pickle, not sloth.
Well, he's a sloth. Now he's moving slow motion. Oh, it's all horrible. Oh.
All right, so we have a solid second place at 34.
That's right.
Oh. Aren't you glad there's no one from Alcoholics Anonymous going like, what the hell are you doing?
I know, right? All right.
In fact, I think my computer is drunk because Atlas Spark is not responding, and I think I'm about to go kapoof.
Oh, no. All right. Oh, goodness. Well, and last night I was on, and I got map served several times. Zippy D. Wondersloth. Can't say slot now.
Now it's sloth.
Can't say sloth. All right.
And there I go. I'll be back in a couple of seconds. It's time for the tune anyway. So
that's right. While you're logging in, ladies and gentlemen, the intern bots up here on the Paragon Radio News Satellite have gone to the tomb to bring me the tome. We haven't been on a few weeks, so let's just say that this volume, be you a hero with sidekicks or a villain with minions, these heroic helpers and malicious minions from comic book history, if you have one of these or they sound familiar, you need a major, major upgrade in sidekicks or minions, because these members that I'm going to read tonight from the Golden Age, Silver Age, and Modern Age are representatives of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks. All right, first off, we go to that wondrous time in the Golden Age. This one was created by William Overgaard.
Oh,
debuted
a great
in
person.
Black That's right, yes. Debuted in Black Diamond Western number 9, Lev Gleason, March 1949. Late in the Golden Age. This one is a sidekick to Black Diamond. He's so strong that he has a handle barbell mustache. I see where they're going with this one. His quote, I butt heads with a bull once and knock him to sleeping.
Knock him to sleeping?
Hold on.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah, I was, as soon as I read that, I was going for it. Oh, yeah, think about that one. There you go. There's 35. Let's keep it going. Holy shit. Oh, if his quote's that bad. All right. The name of his sidekick, Bumper. Bumper. Holy shit. Okay. Who? Okay. Hold on. Okay. Who is the great statistor? Bumpinovich? Oh, that's his name. I thought that was a title at first. Besides a mountain of mustachioed muscle, he's the sidekick to Bob Vail, a.k.a. cowboy hero Black Diamond, and the owner of the toughest skull this side of the Rio Grande. Black Diamond was secretly a gunfighter whose father had been gunned down by a wicked desperado, wearing a mask to hide his identity. He pursued lawless men across the lawless, ruthless El Dorado for crime that the Wild West had become. He had no particular assets outside of a sharpshooter's eye, a superbly trained horse, and good taste in sidekicks. Bumper is introduced inside a grimy saloon in Red Dog Creek, a strong man of the Eugene Sandow variety. In fact, Bumper overtly resembles the legendary bodybuilder. The heavily accented colossus is busily showing off his physique to impressed ladies and intimidated men. Capitalizing on Bumper's boasts of having outbutted both a goat and a bull, an onlooker challenges the strongman to shatter a solid oak door using nothing but his rock-hard head and a running start. Naturally, he knocks the door to the ground. No good hinges, he explains, or I split wood in middle. With no shortage of pride, he adds, plenty strong head, huh? When the other fellow uses to pay up, when I heard his last name was Slimanovich, I said, okay, he's got to be like a Russian or a foreigner, and that explains his language, the way he's talking, so.
I'm going like, where's Rain when you need her? Pretty strong.
Yes. I know, yeah. That's why I love the Golden Age. It's just like they can get away with stuff like that without the double entendres. You know. When the other fellow refuses to pay up, a Donnybrook ensues. Owing to his tremendous strength, Bumper naturally cleans house on anyone dim-witted enough to take him on and makes a wreck of the hotel lobby while he's at it. Since this is the Old West, however, guns quickly become involved. A conveniently passing Bob Vail disarms the man whose gun is trained directly on Bumper, subsequently earning the giant's loyalty. You plenty smart. You my good friend. think of the foreigner in the West. From that point on, Bumper is Bob's close compatriot in both of his identities, whether associating with such a noticeable and imposing figure, complicated Bob's efforts to maintain his alter ego was left unexplored. Unfortunately, Bumper rapidly dropped his strongman garb, closely followed by his head-butting proclivities and his Eastern European accent. Midway through the Black Diamond and Bumper's run, Statistor is indistinguishable from any number of other cowboy sidekicks. This is an unfortunate delusion of such a strong character. I think they should have kept... What the hell is Alto doing now? He just showed up. What does he have? What the... Hold on a minute before we continue. What is that?
It's a new sword, I think.
Which one is that?
It
looks like he's carrying palm leaves. It looks like swords made of
Christmas
palm leaves.
Tree
what is
swords.
That?
Christmas tree swords.
Where do you get
swords.
Those from?
Wait a minute.
Where do you get those from?
No. There's supposed to be no Christmas stuff yet.
Yeah. Wait, where do you get... Hold on a minute. Where do you get them from? How do you get them?
An event.
Well, the race?
I guess so.
Fuck, I hate that race. I want one. Well, that's bullshit. What event? You saying this event?
About the races.
That sucks.
The arena event. The arena alert.
What
oh.
arena? What
before
arena Malvala, event?
Wait, wait. Before Malvalum.
Oh.
You got to go all the way
we should
to
the
end.
We should go try it. How long does it last? 2 weeks?
It's weekly, so this week.
Oh, it's a week. All right. Hold on. Okay, let's get back to this. Let's finish this up.
All right.
Because then I have a question for everybody. That question I had that I was talking to you about before the show. All right. Oh, my God. Okay, this next one is from the Silver Age. This one is created by... Oh, here's a name you might have heard of. I'm not sure. Jerry Siegel.
Ah.
Debuted in... Mighty Crusaders number one of Archie Comics in 1965. Oh, they're henchmen to the Brain Emperor. Okay. No relation to the Jackson Five, the Five Chinese Brothers, Five Guys.
We're being asked by Sunbath if we're recruiting.
By who?
Sunbath, who is now behind you.
You could answer.
I'm typing at the moment doing a podcast. So continue reading. Podcast, not
okay.
Podcast.
Yes. Tell him to talk to you. All right. Five Guys, Burgers, and Fries. Okay, the quote.
And you look so familiar, Pogo.
What?
Yeah, they're saying that you look... Yeah, from Virtue. Ooh.
Yes.
I think yes. Someone knows you. Podcat.
All right, I'll stand here looking at him while I'm reading.
All right.
We challenge you to a duel, Crusaders. Accept or rebranded as cowards.
Did you know what
the group?
Zoe?
Sounds familiar.
Type it in.
I'm trying to read here.
I know. And now it's Pogo's dating game.
I know. Oh, good. My sidekick is here. Pogo Spring, take care of this while I'm reading. Explain to them I'm doing a podcast I'm trying to read. Okay. So, superhero teams have a habit of attracting teams of supervillains. The villains obey a few traditional ground rules, such as being... Oh, wait, did I say the name of the group? No.
No, you
the
didn't.
Name of the group is the Five Against Five.
You join...
Man,
I'll join if you want to have me from Sunbath. Talk straight
all
to
right,
you, Pogo.
Matt, can you please just talk to them while I'm doing this? Come on. The 5 against 5 sounds like a basketball team. I said that already.
Already
all
in
right, superhero teams
group.
Have. What?
Yeah. It's already in the supergroup. Dark Place.
Dark Place.
Yep.
Why does that?
I'll type okay.
Explain to him we're doing a podcast and I'm reading.
I did.
Okay. The villains obey a few traditional ground rules, such as being equitable with their numbers, which is explicitly what the 5 against 5 did. It's even in their name. The 5 were agents of the Brain Emperor, a mega cerebral baddie from the planet Kay-Shazar. The Emperor unleashes 5 of his deadliest hench aliens on the heroic Mighty Crusaders. The Patriotic Shield is called upon to face Thornoddle. Good Lord. Whose biological
Thornoddle.
Power is Thornoddle. Thornoddle. It's almost, I know, it's almost like Tornado. Thornoddle. Whose biological power is fantastically overcomplicated. Of course it is. Each of my potion-tipped steely thorns has a different effect on a victim, he announces. Firing deadly spines at a pair of rabbits, one ages dramatically to the point that he immediately perished of senility, while the other spontaneously turns into gas. Holy shit. The unpowered but highly skilled Black Hood, a police officer in his secret identity, tackles a metallic alien resembling a robot named Bombor. A living bomb, Bombor calls himself. I was designed to explode both myself and my target upon contact. It's a nice trick, but can he do it twice? Fly Girl faces Wax Man, a figure of semi-liquid paraffin, whose flame-like brilliance atop his form turns the heroine's lower half into quickly melting wax. Flyman, arguably the most powerful of the Crusaders, is paired with Force Man, resembling nothing less than an oil-coated booger in human form. You, go take on that snot, man. Okay. Force Man boasts, I can multiply 1,000-fold within myself any power that assaults me. And the comment, do you really want to take on a guy who's a human booger and multiply that power 1,000-fold? Seriously? Okay. And the comet, is tasked with facing Electroso, whose electric touch is capable of destroying anything. The heroes make short work of their opponents. Thornoddle is haplessly flung into a quicksand patch. Waxman's life-giving flame is extinguished by Fly Girl's rapidly beating wings. And Electroso is drawn into a makeshift lightning rod. As for Bombor, he is destroyed by the Black Hood's flying robot stallion. The robot horse sacrificed himself to save his master, thinks the Hood, idly stating what is possibly the most absurd line in comics history. Flyman also overcomes his foe with a clever plan. He explains, I concentrated on imparting to him the greatest force of all, the power for doing good. Force Man accepts defeat. Farewell, Flyman, he hollers over his shoulder. I see the error of my ways. I shall return whence I came. This was the end of the five against five, and the end of the Brain Emperor came soon after. Maybe they should have brought a sixth. Good Lord. And now that brings us to the modern age. Good Lord. Oh, too bad this didn't wait till next week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, say something so bad you can't wait 15 minutes.
What? What happened?
Sunbath is going like, was Pogo Man your main character? I go, I believe so. Monty Hall goes reading and talking to on a podcast. I go, how long is it going to be? 15 minutes. Why is he reading while he's playing COH?
Wait, hold on.
And when I get laughing at a certain point, I start to cough. It's strange from, with nothing against you, Pogo. It's just, after being spotted so many times myself here, it seems to happen to someone else. It's like,
Meg, post the link for the show and tell them to tune in.
You're reading Dune?
Huh? Okay. And finally, from the modern age. This character was created by Steve Gerber and Sal Buscema. Oh, debuted in The Defenders, Volume 1, Number 25. Marvel Comics, July 1975. Wow. Henchman 2, The Tribunal. Tribunal. I said it right the first time. Tribunal. Maybe. See below. Modus operandi. Mission and motive. Random. Confusing. Absolutely baffling. The quote, lucky my curiosity got the better of my homicidal tendencies, you bozos. And ladies and gentlemen, I know starting next week, you'll be putting up your elf on a shelf, but I present to you, Elf with a Gun. Why not? I swear I still have a sidekick from the Christmas missions from last year. All right. Back in the 70s, Marvel Comics The Defenders was a wild and interesting series. A rosterless, quote-unquote, non-team, mixing third-tier heroes with A-listers. The Defenders faced off against evil self-help cults, demonic deer, trademark infringement, a man dressed as a walrus, and, as frequently as anything else, one another. The book entertained a lengthy subplot wherein the Hulk obsessively sought out and consumed his favorite food, canned beans. Very little seemed too true or bizarre, which brings us to the Elf with a Gun. The homicidal sprite in a pointed cap, appeared sporadically throughout a handful of individual issues of The Defenders during the 1970s, popping up from nowhere in short scenes divorced from the main plotline. The elf would aim his evidently ordinary revolver at random individuals and then vanish without explanation. In the space of 20 issues, he ended the lives, off-panel, for decorum's sake, of Vegas tourists, musical homebodies, and harmless hikers, with no apparent rhyme, reason, or connection among the murderers. The elf's role has always been a matter for debate. Perhaps he was meant to lampoon the random and meaningless violence that typified the superhero genre, but he might have merely been an absurdist interjection into the well-trod good versus evil formula that is so often embraced by comic books, or maybe it was a gimmick intended to wind up fans. Letters printed in the Defenders reveal that the elf was a frequent topic of conversation and consternation among the readership. Whatever the intended payoff, the audience was denied a definitive answer in his final appearance while aiming his weapon at one last target. A newspaper boy in mid-delivery, the elf is unceremoniously flattened by a passing truck. Goodness. Generally, comics leave few plot points unexplained. Years after this unsatisfying, although strangely fitting, conclusion, the elf was retroactively revisited, and his role as henchman to a cosmic agency was revealed. A new writer created an entire cadre of fully armed elves, who traversed the timeline on behalf of an institution called the Tribunal. Tasked with removing seemingly innocent entities from reality in order to prevent a cosmic catastrophe. But then a third writer came along and declared that the Tribunal and its mission were nothing but a tremendous hoax. And so the absurd mystery carries on. And there you have it, my friends, for this week's selection of members of the League of the Regrettable Sidekicks. I'm telling you, if we try hard enough, that elf with a gun can replace the elf on the shelf.
And Sunbath goes, what do you get when you cross an owl with a bungee cord?
Wait. Pogus brings the elf with a gun saga actually ended in DC Comics' Dr. Fate miniseries?
Yeah, that's what the Pogus Spring says.
I know that. I'm questioning because the Defenders were Marvel, weren't they?
No, there was a Defenders.
Hold on, I got to look. Or am I thinking of a... Hold on. Hold everything.
We're talking the Time People of the name is there, and I can't think of it.
No. It says here, Defenders Volume 1, number 25, Marvel Comics. I did say Marvel Comics. The Defenders, Marvel Comics.
Hold on. Defenders of the Earth.
The Defenders. I'm going to Wikipedia. Hold on. Here we go. Wikipedia. I know, we're all quiet. We're looking. Huh.
I can see them. They're wearing purple suits. Rip Hunter.
Oh, the guys of the unknown. The guys of the unknown.
Challenge of the unknown.
Picture Will Ferrell. We're in the void. What? They let the challenge of the unknown in and not us? Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Oh, just tuned into the podcast. There you go.
That's Mad Viking. He's got the deeper voice.
I don't know.
Okay, he finished this. Okay, hold on. You're correct about the Defenders, but the writer finished the story in D.C. Do you want to join me? No, I'm happy in Paragon Dawn. Sorry. Cool where I am. Sorry. Wait, who said do I want to join that? Wait, so Sunbath joined Paragon Dawn.
Right.
Okay. I'm all confused. I'm still getting over the whatever I had on Kaya.
35 shots, so yeah, I would do it.
No, that would do it too. That's right. That would do it too. Yeah, that's right. For those who missed it. All right. But hold on. Really quickly. We were talking about this in the pre-show. Okay. There was an anime, for all intents and purposes. It spoofed or satirized all the Sentai Squad shows, like Voltron, all those shows. And the guy who joined, there was an agent for the group. And it was like, well, what colors are uniforms? Salmon, like puke green. I remember salmon, and it was like all the other colors of the costumes were like these weird hues of like the main colors that you would see in like a Sentai Squad. And he was like, what? Oh, they were all taken. And the agent had a business card. And I can't remember much of anything else. Does anybody know what cartoon or anime this was that I'm talking about?
I'm still lost.
Yeah, it was just an... Oh, I can't remember what it was. I don't remember. Okay, and she...
And Sunbath quit.
I just said it. Yeah, I know. What the... Does anybody know the name of this cartoon? I'm going to check over it and... I rang? What is going on here? I'm getting... Still regret shooting the table. I don't know what she's shooting at. You're going to open the... Wait. Open a portal to the underworld in front of Bogo? Why are you doing that for? Does anybody know the anime I'm talking about?
No.
It spoofs all the Sentai shows. The Sentai squads. So nobody knows what I'm talking about. I don't remember the name of it. I'm asking for help here. Everybody knows the name of it. I will have to do research this. Oh, well.
Well, we got 2 minutes left.
All right. So that's your home. Everybody, that's your homework this week. Find out what the hell series I'm talking about. Because it basically...
It's not a game.
It's yeah. No, it's not a game. It's like an anime. It's like an older anime. I remember, it might go back 20 years or so. I'll have to look it up. It was just a cartoon, and it spoofed, the Sentai Squad, like Voltron. He had an agent, and it was like the color of their uniforms were slightly off. Like, picture the colors of Voltron. Instead of pink, it was salmon. Instead of red, it was like some weird colored hue of red.
Oh.
No, it's not live action. No, it's not live action.
I just noticed something. Yes.
What?
Said
what?
Player is went to another tune is now surrounding us. I do believe.
We have a stalker?
Not so much a
which,
stalker.
Where? Bloombot?
Yeah.
No.
Well, anyway,
it's
we got a minute
Rick
to go.
40 episode. This is his own cartoon. It was a 30-minute cartoon. I'll look it up this week. I'll research it. All right. Thank you all for joining us. If you live in the United States, have a happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving. Be careful Friday with Black Friday.
Better known as Mortal Kombat.
Right. Mortal Kombat, which I'm sure you'll be playing Friday night. see you then. Enjoy. The movies, on TV, whatever specials they're going to show. I doubt they're going to show anything. Enjoy time with the family. Not Voltron. It wasn't Voltron. It wasn't anything Voltron related. It was a spoof on it. It was a spoof on the whole genre.
I think we're in the after party now.
All right. I'll look it up. All right. Well, let's make it official. Anything you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Good night, Gracie. Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Good night, Gracie. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm going to go find a little snack. I got to take some meds. And I don't know. I might do some stuff on... I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh. Oh, I turned my neck. I just got a crick in it. All right. Monty Hall Radio. Uh-oh. Yeah, we're off the air. All right, let's end it.
All right. I will talk to you later.
All right. Great show. Yep, I'll talk to you later. And we'll talk during the week about that other thing.
All right.
The Thursday
right.
thing. We'll talk
the
about
that. The thing with the
thing. All right. Yeah, the thing with the stuff. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night. Enjoy. I'll be in the base in a moment.
Okay.
Good night. Goodbye. Bye-bye.